Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and many blessings unto you. Thank you so much for joining me. It is your sister, your friend, your confidant, your coach, your teacher, Diane Rosina Jones, and this is Becoming Who I Am. And it seems as if it's been forever since I talked to you guys. I have truly missed you. I've been so excited to get back on the air and just talk to you. I can't imagine going this many weeks ever again without doing so. I truly have missed it. I've been busy, getting some things taken care of, getting some things done, enjoying life, even doing a bit of vacationing and all of that. But I've definitely missed you tremendously. So thank you for joining me. And for those of you who are joining me, if you want to call in, you certainly can dial 760-695-5620 and listen to the show. I know I have my regulars who just call in from wherever they are, and they just listen to the show, and I so love you for your support. And once again, that number is 760-695-5620. If you want to join me in the chat room, it is open, so you can join me there as well. You know, as always, if you want to catch up with me online during the show or even after the show, you can do that as well. You can catch up with me on Twitter. That's DiJones247. You can catch up with me on Facebook, Diane Rosina Jones. And if we're not actually friends on Facebook, certainly go to my page, Transforming Life Institute on Facebook. You can post there as well. I'll be checking that throughout the show. You can also go to my website, transforminglifeinstitute.com. That's www.transforminglifeinstitute.com. And be sure to sign up, join as a VIP member. The membership's only $25 for the entire year, which is going to change soon. So go ahead and sign up while you can. You'll get the newsletters. We'll keep you abreast of the things that are happening. When I tell you that big changes are coming, big expansions are coming, transformation, transitions are coming to some wonderful things going on in the future for Transformed Life. Believe me, it's happening. It's really happening. So you want to get in now on the ground floor so you'll be one of the first people to know. Get the newsletter, get the blog, get everything. We're going to go back to our live chat once a month. That's going to be happening soon. There's so many things going on until I really don't even have time to discuss them all within this hour, because this is going to be a great show. So I want to get to the show, but I do want to let you know that some things are going on. So definitely get to www.transforminglifeinstitute.com. Sign up either as a free subscriber, and you'll have access to some of the information, especially within our community forum. You can go there at any time and look over the information there that we're discussing. But as a VIP member, you'll actually have privileged information that you'll receive in the newsletter for any upcoming seminars, workshops, conferences, for any speaking engagements that I may have in the future, which I will have. Also, for a monthly chat, you'll get an opportunity to chat with me for an hour once a month, and we can just talk about some things. As always, if you'd like a transformational life session, you can contact me through the website for that session. Set up a time, set up a date. We can talk by phone. We can Skype. If you have an iPhone or iPad, or we could even do FaceTime. I haven't done any FaceTime yet in regards to that, but I certainly am available for that. And if you're in the Atlanta area, I'm available in person, of course. So as always, you can reach out to me any way that you want to. I'm on LinkedIn as well, Google Plus, Diana Rosina Jones. Okay, you know you can Google just and find her anywhere, or you can put in Di Jones as well. I first want to say thank you to those of you who took the time and opportunity to do the 12-week workshop for Tragic Treasures. It was a tremendous success. I thank you for reaching out to me and letting me know that you were blessed by the workshop and how it impacted your life. I thank you for those of you who went out and purchased both of my books. That was Tragic Treasures and Dancing with the Universe. I'm excited about the things that are going to take place with Dancing with the Universe going forward in the future. There's so much, oh my God, there's so much I have to tell you, but we do have to get to the show. I do want you to stay tuned. Later on this year, two ebooks will be released, and that's going to be exciting. And then my third book, which will be ebook and print, will be coming out next year. But this year, the end of this year, the fall of this year, look out for those two books. One is going to be about intuition and how to tap into it. The other is actually going to be about transformation and understanding the creative power that is within us. So that's going to be exciting. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. If you've been tuning in with me, you have been ready. You have been becoming who you are. You've been walking that thing out. You've been in the midst of transformation, in the midst of expansion, in the midst of growth, and that's a wonderful thing. So getting to our topic for today, those of you, most of you know that I rarely plan a topic ahead of time. I like to actually come into the situation and allow Spirit to kind of guide me and lead me in which direction I should go. But today, I certainly wanted to talk about one of the topics that is a theme in my life, and I wanted to share that with you now that I'm on the other side of some things. So the topic that I have set for today, actually for the show, is about manifestation. So it's manifesting your dream. And if you've seen the title running for the show, then you know I capitalize man in the portion of manifestation, because really, actually, there is no manifestation without you. So understand that the reason why it starts out M-A-N is because you actually have to be an active participant in order for manifestation to occur. So you have to actively participate in manifestation. And so we're going to actually just break that down. One of the reasons why I actually did want to do this topic is I have a friend of mine, a big sister, who always says that I am a manifester. And I wanted to share what she means by that and let you know that we all are manifestors. We really are. Each and every person is a manifester. You are manifesting things in your life on a daily basis. The key to this dialogue that we're having today, the key to the concept of understanding what it is and what it means to manifest is the point that you understand that whether you control what's manifesting or not, whether you consciously contribute to the manifestation, whether you direct it and guide it is what's key, because you're always manifesting. So then if you are not in control of your thoughts, in control of your dreams, in control of your goals, and in control I mean by consciously aware of that, so not in control as in trying to dictate how it's going to go every single moment of every day, but I mean if you are not consciously aware or awake to the possibility, to the concept that you are creating your reality at this very moment, in the now, then when you're not aware of that, then manifestation does still occur, but it occurs unconsciously. So those things that you are manifesting in your life are a direct relationship to what it is that you consciously or unconsciously think, ponder upon, worry about, you see, say, do, or even those that you surround yourself with in regards to thought, words, actions, deeds. So whether it be conscious or unconscious, know that man does manifest, that we all are manifestors. The goal is to start to take control of what manifests in your life. And the way you take control of what is manifesting in your life is to become more consciously aware of what it is that you think, what it is that you say, what it is that you do, and how you put your effort into the things that you think, say, and do. So I think one of the main things that I want to get the point across when I think about manifestation is that there is a level of manifestation that we all have to understand is crucial to the entire process. Many of us are taught to wait on God. So let's go into that real fast, because we have been taught that really the things that we want, that we pray about them, and then we wait on God. So I want to introduce to you another concept. The concept is that, yes, you can meditate upon what it is that you want. So let me back up. So let's first clarify. In order to be a manifester, in order to manifest your dreams and not allow your life to just dictate, not allow your thoughts, random worries and concerns, negative thoughts, negative words, negative actions and deeds to manifest, first, you gain control of what it is that you're thinking. And then once you identify what it is that you want to be thinking, how you want your life to be, those things that you want to come to pass in your life, then you meditate upon those things. Remember, in the Bible, it talks about meditating upon the good things. So you begin to meditate upon the good things, and if it doesn't come natural to you, then you do what most of us have done and continue to do, journal. You write it down. Write down the good thing that you want for your life. Write down the good thing that you want for your children's life. Write down the good thing that you want for your spouse's life, for your family, for your business, for your health, in your mind, in your body, and not in general. You know, I was just speaking with someone in regards to that. We will pray prayers and say things like, I want to be blessed. What does blessed look like in your life? What do you have to have, or what would you have to accomplish, or who would you have to become in order to feel that you are blessed? So then you have to actually identify those things in your life. And if they don't come, if it doesn't come natural to you to think in such a way, because some of us need to reprogram our thoughts or deprogram our thoughts, I should say, then you actually would write down those things, those good things. So the first part of becoming a manifester, the first part of manifesting your dreams is, because I'm going to leave you with steps today. You know, I love to talk. I can just talk. But these shows are designed to actually give you foundation, format, and steps that you can actually accomplish and use towards that transition, that change, that transformation, that expansion of your soul, your mind, your heart, your spirit. So today, first what you would do is begin to write down those good things that you want to come to pass in your life. And as much as possible, you're going to write down the exacts. You're not going to do in general terms. No, just I want to have good health. That's okay to start out with, But at some point, you really want to get it down to the details, to the nitty-gritty. I've written out a number of things that I speak in over my own body, over my own life, to the point where I actually speak that I have a good memory, that I have a strong mind. You see, as I'm getting older, these are things that are crucial to me. Having good health is fine, but what does good health look like in me? Good health in me looks like having a strong mind still, having a good memory, having a healthy heart, not having any clogged arteries, you see, having my kidneys working good, my liver is functioning properly, so you actually know arthritis or inflammation in my body, strong bone, things of that nature. So when you begin to think about how you want your life to manifest, then you want to actually begin to speak exactly what it is that you want. If it is, even when it comes to weight loss, I don't talk in terms of pounds, so to speak. For me, it's about health, and it's about, it may even be a certain size, not necessarily. It really is about health and fitness. So write out your good things. That's your first thing. Pay attention to your thoughts to see for a day if you can, if you carry a little notebook with you, a little journal. Try this as an exercise. The first day, don't try to cater your thoughts or change your thoughts or dictate your thoughts, but everything that comes into your mind, just jot it down, every single thing that you can think of. I know that's a lot. You may not get 100% of what you think because we think thousands of thoughts each day. But those prominent ones, you know how you can have a random thought where you just think something is fleeing, it's gone. But then we have persistent thoughts that are reoccurring themes within our consciousness. Write those down. If there's, and don't try and cater what it is. Just do that for about a day. See what you come up with. Are your thoughts primarily negative or positive? Are your thoughts good? You see, are your thoughts filled with worry or fear? Are your thoughts filled with promise, with love? Are your thoughts about your future, your present, or your past? That's crucial. It's hard to kind of, it's impossible to really be in control of manifesting your dreams if you find that you focus a lot of your thoughts on your past. If you spend a lot of time thinking about the past, what you either didn't have, wish you had, could have had, should have had, or used to have, then you're wasting a lot of your energy on something that is really frivolous. It really is of no significance at this time. The only time that you should really be focused on your past is in order to ensure that you've gotten the lessons from each experience in order to move forward into your present. And when we talk about manifesting your dreams, really, it's not that much about focusing on the future, because a lot of times if you get caught on the end result of what it looks like in the future, then you may get sidetracked and not realize that in this present moment, you're creating the future. So a lot of people think that a part of manifesting the dream is, I have a dream for the future. When I get to a certain point, I am going to do this. But they don't understand that whoever it is that you are right now, whatever it is that you are doing right now, however you are living this current present moment, however you are thinking this moment, the things that you're saying and putting out into the universe at this moment, these are the things that are creating your future. So no, you can't spend your time thinking that next week you will do so-and-so and that will create the perfect future for you. You have to be doing that today. And what I mean by doing that today is not necessarily, we know that we don't always immediately get to a place where we want to be in this current present moment. However, my thoughts can line up with it and my actions can line up with it as much as possible. I always tell people, especially when they have dreams larger than themselves, in which we all should, if you have a dream that can be accomplished easily without too much effort, then your dream is not big enough. But when we, with the dreams that are larger than ourselves, when we oftentimes go outside of a rim of our comfort zone and we have dreams that are so huge until we don't know where to begin or how to achieve them, then you know that each day what you want to do is your intention is to get up and invite God, invite the universe, invite people into your life that would help you, that would teach you, that would help grow you and expand you to the point where you can manifest the vision. So then every day, know that in the now, you are creating the future. So what that means is if I have a dream that I want to manifest and I'm starting at ground zero, then my only prayer today when I get up is that my thoughts align with the vision that I have for my life, so I only speak good things in regards to the direction of my life because I want it to go in the direction of the vision. And then I also know that my intention is that God would surround me with people who will teach me or show me or help me to execute or to become and prepare for the manifestation of that vision, because we're going to talk about the fact that being ready is a huge part of the manifestation, and that's really the biggest part of the delay. A lot of times we think that we're tied up in the manifestation, and we're thinking that, you know, we've been taught, first of all, we're waiting on God. We've been taught that it's God's timing. We've been taught that sometimes God says yes, no, wait, you know, then someone came up with something great like, you know, I have something better for you. Anyway, we've been taught those things. But this is what I want to challenge you to believe. God is, was, and always will be, right? So God is omnipresent, omnipotent, you see. God is all in all, and God already created everything that will ever exist or everything that is ever needed, everything that could ever be dreamed of or desired has already been created in the mind of God. Man, in manifestation, here's manifestation. So here we go. Envision this. God is. I is. That's it. See, the I am, the great I am. So if God is, if God is the I am and all has all been created, God is not sitting somewhere waiting for you to dream up something that has not already been created. What God is really waiting for us to do to get into a position that we are ready for the manifestation of that which already exists in the mind of God. So then he is not waiting on us, or she, however you would prefer to address God. Or, you know, the all that it, you see what I'm saying? We are not waiting on God. God is waiting on us to be ready for the manifestation. So the manifestation is the point that I get into position and am ready for that which I desire and have dreamed of to materialize in my life. But guess what? If it takes me 2 years to get ready, to get prepared for the manifestation of a new home, does that mean that God just created new homes when I get mine? No. I mean, that's obvious, right? That sounds almost silly because we see homes everywhere. But see, that's how we treat it. That's what we think when we think about our dreams. We think, okay, I'm waiting on God. No, you're not waiting on God because that's already been done. God is waiting on you to get prepared, waiting on you to get ready. So then God is not just creating a house when you get ready for the house. The house has already been created and is waiting for you to be prepared. That's the key to manifestation. Am I ready? Because when you line up your thoughts with your speech, when your speech and your thought lines up, and you think on the good things, the dreams, and then your intention is to connect with those who will help bring that manifestation into your life. See, that's the thing also. So one thing is we wait on God. So we're going to scratch that off the list. Okay, know that God is waiting on you to get ready. Another thing is that you do have to, in your preparation, that means that you have to be open and your intention should be to allow people into your life who can assist with your preparation for the manifestation, whether it's to teach you what needs to be taught to you, to show you, to give to you, to help you, to grow you, you see. And some of those experiences won't be pleasant because a lot of times most of us, we don't grow from pleasant experiences. We grow from the struggle. Hold that thought for a moment. Many of us, the struggle is what makes us strong, you see. So that's what we grow from. For most of us. So when we understand that, then be open to understand. And also, if you've read my book, Dancing with the Universe, you know I have a chapter in the book that talks about divine coincidence. And what that means is that really what you consider a coincidence in your life, you see, is really divinely orchestrated by God. So I know that in my life at this point, I don't meet anyone. No one comes into my life. Now, I'm not talking about random, just say somebody on the street, hey, how you doing? No one comes into my life. No one is attached to me in this life, in this journey, at this point in my life, that it has not been orchestrated by God, by the universe, that it's a divine connection in some way, that they are here in my life to teach me something, to show me something, to help me expand, to help me grow in some way. And that may mean that it's not a very pleasant experience, because guess what? Maybe in the unpleasant experience that I have, it expands me in some way to see something about me that needs to be changed in order for me to be prepared and ready for the manifestation. You follow me? So then know that once your intention is to be prepared, to be ready for the manifestation, to work toward, see, not waiting, just waiting for somebody to knock on the door and say, oh, God told me to give you this. No, You do have to do, you have to be working toward manifesting your dream. So as you're working towards manifesting your dreams, divine connections come into your life to help you in one way or the other, almost like that sandpaper, you see, and what sandpaper does to those rough edges, kind of smooth them out, not necessarily always a good feeling process, almost like the iron sharpens iron. Know that. So as people come into your life, once you understand and you become consciously aware of what it is that you're trying to manifest in your life, know that as people come into your life, that they're there for a reason. You may not have to discuss the reason. You know, you ain't got to say, well, I wonder why you're in my life. What can you bring to the table? What's going to happen is that naturally you'll be able to see what it is that they bring to the table, what it is that they bring out in you. Maybe it's something in you that needs to come out before you can be ready to and be prepared, or what they're going to instill within you. See, we are all teachers and we're all students. And those of us who have become better at manifesting our dreams, we understand that sometimes we are the teacher, but often we are also the student. So we never meet someone thinking that that this person has nothing that they can teach me. This person has nothing they can show me. That's not true. Everyone that you come in contact with, when you're on a consciously aware journey and understand the power that you have to be ready and prepared for the manifestation of your dreams, and you know that everyone you come in contact with is the student and the teacher, and it's unspoken. We don't have to go into those relationships trying to identify roles. We don't have to go into those relationships trying to identify what's being taught, what's being shared, what's being imparted, what's being given. We go into those relationships with the openness and the intention to receive and to give in return. And know that all that we're receiving and that we're giving is going to in some way prepare us and ensure that we are ready for the manifestation of our dreams. So then on this side, because you know we talk about, our thing is to talk about this spiritual side of it. On this side, when you are working toward your dreams, in your, you know, in manifesting your goals, if you stay consciously aware of your intentions and the people that you're connected to, then you know that that is always preparing you to be ready. Okay? So now let's talk about what this whole concept about getting ready, what that kind of looks like, getting into position. Because really what happens is I am going to consciously prepare my thoughts to think the good thoughts, to think the dream thoughts, to think those thoughts that manifest. I'm going to write those thoughts down. If I find that my mind does not readily go to the positive, does not readily think of the dreams, does not readily, you see. Now, and even if I'm working, say you're working in the industry right now, it has nothing to do with your dreams, and your dreams are so far from your reality, it's unreal. That doesn't matter. A lot of times what happens is that we end up doing what we got to do to get what we need to get, and then we kind of let all of the dreams go. And we feel like, okay, maybe that's never going to happen, and we let that go. No, what you do what you have to do, boo, to get what you need to get, to pay that rent, to make that house note, to pay that car note, to make sure them children have what they need, to make sure your wife has what she needs, make sure your husband has what he needs. But never let go of the dream. It doesn't matter how long it takes in order for it to manifest. It doesn't matter how old you are in the physical, because we know this thing called age is actually this time limit that we actually compiled and have created for ourselves, when really we're dealing with a level of God that is timeless. So don't restrict your dreams to a time limit that we have created for the experience of being in this body. So it does not matter how long it was ago that you dreamed it. If you dreamed it, you would do this as a child, and maybe you're 30, you're 40, 50, or even older now. That's irrelevant. Hold on to the dream. Work the 9-to-5, but work towards each day. Get up with the intention. As I go and do what I have to do to get what I need to get, then also allow me to be open for those that would come into my life and show me and help to prepare me, okay, for that which I seek. Because I understand that as long as I keep seeking it, it will find me, but I need it to find me ready. That's the key, okay? The Bible says that if you seek, you knock, the door will be open. So the key is always to seek that which you desire in regards to your dream, because know that if you continue to seek it, it will find you, but you want it to find you ready. There is nothing more disheartening than to be in a place where you have sought after something. You're seeking it. You're working towards it, but you did not take the time to do the inner work to be ready. A lot of us, I've done it, we've all done it, a lot of us have just gone for our goals, our dreams with all our gusto. You know, we got our list of things to do, we're getting it done, we're going to do this, we're going to do the other. But in the meantime, we have not prepared our minds, our hearts, our souls, our spirits in no way to be able to actually even deal with the possibility of the manifestation, because there's always more than the physical that has to be prepared in order for the manifestation of a dream. And if we work hard enough, there's no doubt. Don't get it twisted. You know, you can work and plan and plot and train and do and whatever the case may be to bring about some stuff. But what I'm saying is that when you understand the power of your intentions and you understand being connected to the mind of God in regards to creation, then you can manifest things in your life, your dreams, with the least amount of resistance and struggle and strife and grind and fight, you know. Whereas when we don't understand it, we actually have to go against the grind in order to get it done. It becomes more of a struggle. It becomes more of a heartache. It becomes more of a fight, a battle. If you've ever had the whole fight, battle, struggle, you know, got to go against all the demons in hell trying to get something accomplished, then it's time to kind of reevaluate your preparation for that. Because certainly you can accomplish it, but are you ready for it to be accomplished? And a lot of times when we're not ready for it to be accomplished and we push through in the physical to achieve something, we have no foundation to sustain it, because we didn't do the inner work, which prepares us and readies us for, you see, the long term, to sustain it, to be able to kind of pull the whole thing together. So once again, our steps are to, first, we must become more consciously aware of what we think, even to the point of writing down the good things. If we have problems thinking, if we spend a lot of our time thinking on the negative, what you can't do, how you can't accomplish it, and if you're stuck in the past, then you really do have to write down your thoughts, write down what it is that you desire, write down what it is that you want, and begin to focus on that. And then you're going to walk in a new level of intention each day when you arise in the morning. It doesn't take but a few seconds to speak what your intention is for that day. Your intention should be to be open to connecting with people who will help you in some way expand, grow, transform, you see? And two, to become prepared and ready for the manifestation of your dreams. If you find that the grind is furious, that it takes all out of you, that you're burnt out. This is another indication, too. When I knew that I had to step back and step away from some things that I was doing, when I was burnt out, when my blood pressure was out of control, when my weight started going out of control, when I spent more time crying about it than smiling about it, then that tells me it may be the dream, but there was a piece in my preparation that was missing. And I needed to do more preparing to be ready in order to handle where it is that I was trying to get to. So don't neglect your inner work. In all of your grind, in all of your tasks, in all of your lists, in all of your networking, in all of your, you know, doing this, doing that, your A, B, C, D, don't forget you. That there's a preparation within you that needs to be ready. It reminds me, I'm reminded of a song by, oh my God, what is the woman's name? It's called I Wanna Be Ready. And it's a gospel song that came out many years ago. And it is the epitome right now when I think of preparing for manifestation. It is actually the epitome of our desires. Our desires should be not only to work towards the goal, not only to achieve and accomplish, not only to get that thing, reach that height, you know, do that business, get that book done or whatever the case may be, but to be ready. And that song I was thinking about, that's Yolanda Adams from way back, I think around 2008, I'm going to be ready. And that's what I think about. So that's key. So here's something else I wanna leave you with as we kind of wrap this up. We know that things, a lot of times people think that they make things happen. You know, folks really think they're just making it happen, right? I want to challenge you on that. If we go back to the fact that God is the great I am, have already created everything that has been created, what we find in man is this. As man became more prepared, became more ready, as man's intention was to manifest, as man opened him, herself up to learning, growing, expanding, becoming the student and the teacher, being taught and learning, then man was able to manifest that which was already in the mind of God. So as man begins to manifest, what happens is you find that man used to walk, and I'm saying man as in all mankind, and then man manifested the car. You see? The car, though, already existed in the mind of God. So the car didn't just become when man manifested. No, man got to the place of preparation and readiness in order to manifest that which already existed in the mind of God. So then man manifests the plane, you see. And man, and the reason why this is true and this is evident that we are manifestors and that that's how it occurs is because we know that even if you want to go biblically, the Bible says that, you know, 7 days God created, and we can all do the theological thing and debate the whole 7 days, but we're not even, that's not what we're going to get stuck on. We're going to get stuck on the part that talks about how everything was created and all was good, okay? But then what God did was he created everything. And then he took man, placed man in the midst of everything that was already created, and then said to man, I'm paraphrasing, I've already created all of this, but I didn't name any of it. You see? I didn't name it. Now, whatever you call it, whatever you name it, that's what it shall be. So when man named it, it became what man called it, but it had already been created. So now we as manifestors see the evidence. We see the evidence of the fact that we used to have a telephone, you see, Graham Bell or whatever, and now we have the iPhone. We used to have tape recorders and cassette players, and now we have an iPod. See, these are manifestations by man. But these manifestations occurred at different times and different seasons and different decades and different centuries because it occurred whenever that man or woman got to a place where they were prepared and ready for the manifestation. So it did not occur because, okay, God just came up with the concept of what an iPod or iPad could be when Steve Jobs decided to do it. It already existed in the mind of God. Steve Jobs is the one who had to prepare and ready himself and get it to a position that the ideas would flow through him and he could manifest that which was already and had already existed in the mind of God, okay? So we're not really making nothing happen. It already happened. What we're doing is preparing, getting ourselves ready for its arrival. So I get myself into position. I work towards getting myself into position to allow that which I seek. And in the seeking, the word seeking is going to apply all that you do in regards to that thing that you're trying to manifest. So everything that you physically do to manifest that dream, that's implied in the seeking. So what I do is I work towards getting myself into position to allow that which I seek to find me ready. And so that doesn't mean you don't make plans, you don't make goals to work towards. Of course you do. But you know that what your plans or your goals lead to is preparation for manifestation. So we move forward in our journey, on our journey, with an intention of being prepared for this thing to manifest, being prepared for that which is already created in the mind of God, waiting as we get into the proper position. So there's a saying, we all have quoted it, people quote it and say it all the time, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So when we are in the position, prepared and ready, then the teacher, that which is God, the universe, shall appear. And when he appears, then you are taught how to manifest that dream. You see? Now, and God may appear in other people that he surrounds you with, because remember we're talking about your intention, if you're open, okay? And so then God appears when the right people are put around you to help you manifest the dream. If you are unhappy with what is manifesting in your life, then it is up to you to change it. If you're waiting on God to change it, baby, we can go right back to what was said before. God is waiting on you because God has already instilled within us the power to change it. So one of the first steps to changing it is to change our intentions. Understand, look at your intentions. When we talk about intentions, I could do a whole show on that because that's deep. Because some of us don't understand how powerful your intentions are. And when we say intentions, that's what is in your conscious, your subconscious mind. Is it based upon love or fear? Everything that you do, every decision that you make, every thought that you have, every action that you take, all of your hopes, all of your dreams, all your goals, what are they based upon? Are they based upon love? Are they based upon the fear of lack? See, these are what we're referring to when I say your intentions. You have to discern what your true intention is. And if your intention is based upon fear, if everything that you really do, you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's about fear of lack or not being without, then you'll find your manifestation of your dreams to be a struggle. And I'll explain to you why it would be a struggle. Okay, so look at your intentions. Are they based upon love or fear? If you want to be able to tell which one it is, then you have to be very transparent with yourself. Write down the things that you want to do. Put them on a list. Draw two lines. So put all of the things you want to do on a list. Then under it or next page or whatever, draw a line down the sheet, the middle sheet of the paper. Put love on one side, put fear on the other, and everything on your list, work through it. Get down to your truth. Why do you want that? Get down to your truth. Why do you want it? If you can't answer why you want to achieve it, why you want to accomplish it, then pray and ask God to reveal to you the intentions of your heart. And that means you don't know what your intentions are. That means you don't know your own truth. That means you don't know what's in your own heart. That's the fact. If you cannot say what your intentions are, whether you want something, why you want it, then that means that maybe you don't have a clear understanding of what's in your own heart. You can pray and ask God to reveal to you, if you want this, what is the intention behind that? I want to accomplish so-and-so. What's that about? What's that intention? Is that love or fear? Then are your intentions about giving back or just getting yours? Okay, manifestors understand the power of their intentions. Because we're all manifestors, but consciously aware manifestors understand that the universe conspires to bring about the physical manifestation of all that is born of love for the collective consciousness, and that's all mankind. So let me say that again. Manifestors understand that the universe, that God conspires to bring about the physical manifestation of everything out of love. So anything that you do out of love, the universe conspires to make it come to pass because it's for the good of all mankind. So that's why I say look into your intentions, because if it's out of love, it will come to pass. You just have to be prepared and ready if it's out of love. If it's out of fear, that's a whole different struggle. You see? So all of our intentions manifest because we are connected to the mind of God. So they're going to manifest. We're connected to the mind of God. That's the creator of all things. So all of our intentions will manifest, even if we don't know what our intentions are, because we don't know our own heart, we don't know our own desires, we haven't taken the time to even get to know ourselves, to know whether we operate from love or fear. You know, if you really want to reach out to me, I really do have a one-on-one session where I can help you to walk through and work through, I should say, your intentions to determine, to get to know your own heart. It really is inner work. It really is something that you have to do. No one else can tell you what it is. You know, this is a test no one else can take and give you the answers. Everyone's heart, everyone's inner heart, everyone's intentions, everyone's the desires of your heart, that thing that's really in your heart, I can't tell you what it is. No one else can't tell you what it is. We can't give the answers for you. That's inner work that you have to do to determine what are your intentions. And so, because that determines your whole life. If you can get down to the nitty-gritty and determine what is in your heart, do you live your life based upon intentions that are surrounded by love or fear? Is it all about, is it giving back or just getting yours? Is it a combination of both? When you understand where you operate from, then you can change those things in your life that you're not satisfied with. Okay, people think, okay, this whole thing is all random chaos. No, it's not, baby. It's all about your intentions. And see, this is another thing. The heart does not lie. You can say whatever you want out of your mouth, but what will manifest in your life is going to be based upon your heart. Out of the heart, you see, flow the issues of life. So you can say all day long, and see, that's the problem. A lot of us, and I put myself in this category because I've done it, a lot of us say what we want to say. But see, we're saying what we want to say just out of our mouths for the other people. There's no intention behind it. There's no true meaning behind it. There's been no ponderance upon it. You don't meditate upon that. That's not really who you are, who you're being. That's not really even your desire. You just say some ish. But, baby, when you say ish, That don't matter, because what's going to manifest is the intention of your heart. What's in your heart will manifest. So the thing is to get to know what's in your heart. Then if you're not happy with what's in your heart, because that's what's going to manifest, if it's fear, then it's going to be fear. If you are afraid of this, that, the, and all the other, that's what's going to manifest in your life in some way or the other. So as I wrap this up, understand that those whose intentions don't support the collective, and when I say collective consciousness now, I know some people are like, oh, my God, what I mean is mankind. So if your intentions don't support mankind, if your intentions are based upon greed or fear, you may find manifestation requires an exhaustive effort on your part because you're operating against the mind of God. So I'm not saying that that you can't manifest from greed or fear. People do manifest stuff. Oh, yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that when you go against or operate against the mind of God, then what you set yourself up for is something that is going to be or require exhaustive effort. Okay? So when we understand the power of our intentions and all, you know, and that all things already exist and have been created in the mind of God, then we understand that manifestation is not something one makes happen. It naturally occurs when we are prepared for its arrival. Manifestation occurs when we are ready. Just as simple as that. It's the getting ready part that takes the time. We think, I'm waiting on God to do it, you know, so that's what I'm waiting on. And many of us been waiting and been waiting and been waiting and been waiting, you know. But that's because we're still waiting only because it only naturally occurs when we are prepared for its arrival, when we are ready. It's almost like waiting for, you see, a family of six to come visit. You say you're waiting for the family to get there, but you living in a hut. The family's not going to arrive because you have no way to receive them, because you're not ready. You're not prepared. So my prayer would be for you today as I wrap this up is, first of all, whatever it is that you desire, if it's a good thing, know that the universe conspires to bring it to pass, because if it's good and if it's born out of love, then it supports the universe and all the conscious collective consciousness, all mankind, because we're all connected, we're all one. So when I operate out of the abundance of my heart, which is that of love, and that love flows out into my home, beginning in the home, because, it just throws me how people can treat the people that they say they love like ish, and then you think you can go out into the community, out into the world, and be all that in a bag of chips. No, it begins at home and spreads abroad. So understand that when I operate out of love, when I operate out of that abundance, that everything that you do will manifest. And as far as timing of the manifestation, it will manifest when you are ready, when you understand that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. The teacher appears in the form of other people that come to your life to teach you, to expand you, to grow you, to show you what you shouldn't do, to show you who you shouldn't be, whatever the case may be. But also that when you are ready for its arrival, it will naturally occur. It will manifest because it already exists in the mind of God and is waiting for you. So, beloved, I will see you again on next week. I'm so excited. I'm excited about life. I can't even begin to tell you everything that's going on, but know that no matter what the struggle may be at this moment, that struggle can end immediately as soon as you look at your intentions, get yourself into position, get ready. I stole that from TDJ. Okay, I'm out. I love you guys so much. Namaste.